Masachet Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer. Hevi Sholish Behemos Velo Pirsh. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says another that completed his Nazir and brought three behemoths to be used for his korbanos, but didn't specify which behemoth would be used for which korban. He just said in general that these behemoths should be for his korban nazirus. Haruya lechata tikrav chatov, la'ayla tikrav ayla, l'shlamen tikrav shlamen. The animal which is fit for a chatov would automatically be a chatov, even though he didn't specify. So therefore the kivsa would be for a chatov, as the kivsa is only right for a chatov. And the animal which is fit for an ola would be an ola, so therefore the keves, which is fit only for an ola, would be an ola. And the animal which is fit for a shlamen would be a shlamen, which is the aisle. As the aisle is fit only for a shlamen, that animal would automatically be the shlamen. Haya neitel sar roish nizro, u'mishaleah sachat aduk. After he brings his korbanos, and another is megaleah, he takes the hair that he shaved off, and he puts it under the pot, which is cooking the shlamen. He throws it in the fire underneath the shlamen. V'imgilach. The Medina, Haya Mishaleach, Tachas Hadut. Even if the Nazir is not Megaleach in the Beit HaMikdash, instead he is Megaleach outside of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, even so, he puts his hair under the Dud, as even though the Pasuk says it's Gilach Pesach Oil Moed, this is Lav Dafka, it just means to say he should be Megaleach at a time that the Oil Moed is open, which means that he should be Megaleach during the day. By Medvar Mamurim B'Tiglachas HaTarah, Avo b'tiglachas atuma lo haya mishaleach tachas adut. When does another put his hair under the pot? That's only when he is megaleach after he completes his nazirus. But if he became tami lemeis during his nazirus, and therefore he had to be megaleach after he brings his korbanos tuma, in such a case he does not put his hair under the dut. Rabbi Meir Omer hakol mishalchin tachas adut chutz min atamei shebemedina bovan. Rabbi Meir says all Nazirim put their hair under the Dud. The only Nazir who would not put his hair under the Dud is a Nazir who became Tamei Lameis and is Megaleach after he brings his Korbanos Tuma. If he is Megaleach outside of the Beit HaMikdash, he would not put his hair under the Dud. Misachet Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. Haya Mevasho Et HaShlamim Oshokam. The meat of the Shlamim was cooked or overcooked. HaKohen Notel Et HaZroa B'Shela Min HaAyol. The Kohen would take the right foreleg that was cooking from the aisle, and he would take one chalas matzah from the basket, and he would also take one rakik matzah, as another has to bring 20 lechamim, 10 thick chalas, and 10 flat chalas, which are called rakikim. And the Kohen would take one flat chala and one thick chala, together with the right foreleg. The Kohen puts them on the hand of the Nazir, and they would shake these three things up and down and back and forth. And after this, it would be mutter for the Nazir to drink wine and to become Tamei Lameisim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kivan Shenizrak Alav Echad Min Hadzomim, Hutar HaNazir Lishtois B'Yayin Ulihi Tamei Lameisim. Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tanakhama. He says that the Nazir doesn't have to wait until after the Tnufa of the Zroa B'Shela together with the Rakik Masa and the Chalas Masa. Instead, as soon as the blood was Nizrak from one of the Korbanos that the Nazir brings, right away the Nazir would be mutter to drink wine and to become Tamei Lameisim.